하늘은 예고토 예고토 인서포 아멘. I start my sermon today with a question. If God asked you to forgive the person who ruined your life, would you do it? St. Paul writes, "Be kind to one another, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven all of us." This coming week, we're going to celebrate in the Armenian Church three very important saints: St. Charipsime, St. Gaiane, and St. Gregory the Illuminator. And their story teaches us why. If you don't know it, I'm going to tell you very quickly. St. Charipsime and St. Gaiane, along with their nuns, were fleeing Rome, and they came to Armenia for safety. When they made it to Armenia, King Dertad at the time, who was the king and pagan, heard of St. Charipsime's beauty and wanted to have her for himself. And so one night he took her, captured her, brought her to his room, and was going to have his way with her, but she was full of the Holy Spirit and fought valiantly against him. So much so that he was embarrassed that this little lady could overpower him. So he ordered that she, all of her friends and nuns, and St. Gaiane were all to be murdered. And they were martyred right after that. As a result, the king then was possessed by a demon. He went crazy. And according to the story, he became like a wild boar. No one could control him. No one knew what to do. No one could heal him. But his sister, Ostrovitov, had a vision in a dream that the only person that could save him was Gregory, the man whom King Dertat had thrown into prison 13 years earlier, and the man who King Dertat personally tortured 14 different ways. This was the man, St. Gregory, who was supposed to save the brother of Hostovitok and King Dertat. And now St. Gregory was given an impossible question. Heal the man who tortured you and the one who murdered your spiritual sisters. We want you to heal him. Gregory, thankfully, did not choose revenge. Gregory did not hold a grudge, but rather Gregory said, "I will." He came, he prayed, he healed, and he baptized. And as a result, today we are Christian because of that. The church thus has ordered wisely that the first saints to be remembered and commemorated after Easter. Because from Easter until today, there have been no saints that have been remembered. They decided that the first saints to be remembered, which is tomorrow, will be St. Charipsime, and then Tuesday, St. Gaiane, and then on Saturday, St. Gregory. Because they have taught us in this story a very important truth, a very important Christian virtue that not all of us practice all the time, and that is forgiveness. The church fathers could have chosen any saints in our church calendar to be placed this next week. But they specifically chose St. Charipsime, St. Gaiane, and St. Gregory the Illuminator, because they wanted to remind us that we are not very good at forgiving. We are amateurs in forgiveness, even then, just as much as we are now. We have to remember that Easter reminds us that death was defeated. But at the same time, in today's story, we are reminded that grudges are defeated if we learn to forgive. I ask each of you now, has your spouse ever said or done anything to you that you may think is unforgivable? Has your brother or sister or friend stolen from you or done something to you that you just can't let go of? Or has there been someone in your life that has gossiped about you, spread lies and rumors about you, and told many people something about you that's not true, and you can't let it go? All of us are chained in Chorvirab, in our own personal Chorvirab, like St. Gregory, in our own personal pits, like St. Gregory. And we are all chained to some memory in the past that we can't let go of. The only way for us to be freed from those memories, the only way to be freed from that pit, is by doing the following. First, we have to admit that there's something wrong. Sometimes when we ask, and somebody asks us, what's wrong? We say, nothing. Everything's fine. And we know that's not the truth. We need to admit that something's wrong and pray about it to God. Don't keep it just in here, but let it out in prayer. Give it to Christ and tell him what happened and how upset you are about it. Next, you must bless and not curse. When that memory comes back, when we hear the voice of that person or the name of that person, rather than cursing them, we have to give blessings to them. Because in doing so, peace is restored within us. We no longer hold on to it, but we give it to him. And then finally, we have to learn to repeat and constantly forgive. Forgiveness is a muscle. If you do not use it, you will lose it. You constantly have to do it. And if you want that muscle to be strong, you have to use it and work it. Forgiveness is not condoning evil. We sometimes think this, that if I forgive someone, I'm accepting and tolerating what they have done. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not condoning evil. Forgiveness is refusing to allow evil to control us. That's what forgiveness is. There's a story of a little boy who's running outside and he falls into a puddle of wet mud. He falls into the wet mud and he gets up and it's all over his shirt. So what he tries to do is he tries to get rid of that mud. But because it's wet, all he does is he makes it worse. It now gets embedded in all the fibers on his shirt. His grandfather, who is standing next to him, sees this and says, "My boy, wait, let it dry." So the boy waits an hour or two, and now the mud that was once wet is now dry. And with a little toothbrush, a little brush, he is able to easily get rid of that dirt from his shirt. The same is true for sin. Sin is very wet and it sticks to us and it's hard to get rid of immediately. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes time and prayer and forgiveness and the grace to forgive someone. Because when we are able to do that, that sin becomes dry and then is easily removed from our minds, our hearts, and our souls. This week, I have homework for each of you. School may be out, but you have homework still. I want you to think of the person whom you have not forgiven. We all have someone in our life who has been very mean to us, has been very difficult to get along with, that we may have even cut off from our life because of what they have done to us. I want you to think of that person and pray for them this week. And I'm not saying God help them, but real prayer. Pray for them. Hand them over to God and forgive them. Let go of the grudge. Let go of the animosity. Let go of what they have done to you years ago or recently. Let go of it. And give it to God. Because I conclude this sermon as I started with this question. If God asked you to forgive the person who ruined your life, would you do it? I hope and I pray the answer would be yes. Because in doing so, you allow the Holy Spirit to then live within you. And you allow him to perform a resurrection in your life and in your soul. May the Lord scrape away the sin of dirt that's on each of us, so that his image may shine. May each of us become craftsmen in reconciliation and in forgiveness. And may the lives of the saints, Haripsime, Gaiane, and Gregory the Illuminator, be examples to each of us of how to forgive, not just today, but forever. Amen.